At 6:06, it is fair, 20 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 44 with an elevated fire threat. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, no big surprises from Oklahoma's all-Republican delegation to the president's State of the Union address last night. Those offering panned the speech. The senior member of the delegation is Senator Jim Inhofe. He says the president did not adequately address energy.
Yeah, he mentioned natural gas, an abundant resource throughout America and in our state of Oklahoma, but he will kill natural gas by killing hydraulic fracturing.
He was also critical of the president's plan to use executive orders more when Congress fails to act. About the only thing anyone in the delegation seemed to like was when the president introduced the Moore fire chief, Gary Byrd. Oklahoma House Speaker T.W. Shannon will be entering the race for the U.S. Senate to replace Tom Coburn. Shannon from Lawton will hold a news conference here in Tulsa later this morning at 8 o'clock. Tulsa's Trash Board gives the go-ahead to find a short-term contractor to pick up Tulsa's green waste. Matt Trotter's at City Hall.
The Tear Board approved up to $25,000 last month for consulting firm Lidos's help finding a company to pick up green waste at the curb for 12 months or less. Board Vice Chairman Paul White says the invitation for companies to bid on that contract is ready to go as scheduled, save for a few minor tweaks.
It will be made public, and anyone interested and capable will be invited to respond with a proposal to meet the requirements I spelled out.
The chosen company can bid with a plan to take green waste either to the city mulching site or to the incinerator. If the process stays on schedule, a decision could be made by mid-March. City Manager Jim Twombly was the lone no vote on the trash board, saying the city could find a permanent fix in roughly the same time frame. From City Hall, Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
A woman was killed by a freight train in downtown Tulsa yesterday afternoon. It happened shortly after 1 o'clock when the woman apparently walked onto the track near 1st and Elwood. Well, this year, six new suburban apartment communities with a total of nearly 2,000 units will be completed here in Tulsa. But just 300 of those are expected to be downtown. Steve Gansko with the American Residential Group says developers need to change focus if they're going to keep up with the demand for downtown housing.
Now with this continued interest in an urban resident, I mean, we have to build a different product and we have to learn how to manage the properties a little bit differently. There's challenges involved in it.
Tulsa's overall occupancy rate is 92%. Downtown, that figure is 98%. For the first time in over a decade, there has been a homicide in Skytook, actually two. A 16-year-old girl and her great-grandmother were found stabbed to death in different locations. Authorities do have a suspect in custody. He is a 19-year-old family member. Well, coming up later today, Tulsa County Commissioners are expected to vote on putting a tax proposition on the ballot for criminal justice projects. County Commissioner Karen Keith says the needs have been apparent for some time.
Of course, our public safety needs are no secret. You've heard about the overcrowding and lack of mental health facilities at our jail for months now. And for years, we have been discussing the needs of the juvenile court and detention.
The election would be on April 1st. Our weather forecast, sunny, windy, and warmer today. There will be an elevated fire threat and a high of 44. Tonight, clear and not so cold, 27 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, the fire threat will be elevated again. Windy, our warmest day of the week with a high of 53. Friday, cooler with a high of 44. And the weekend, well, Saturday, it'll be cloudy and maybe some snow on Sunday. Highs both days in the 30s. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair and 20. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.